Today's daf is Menachas Daf Tezayin. We will begin from the Mishnah on the top of Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph. So the context, again, of the halachas of Pigel, specifically as it relates to Menachas. Up the Mishnah, Pigel b'koymetz v'loy b'levoyna. If a koyen had a machsheves Pigel while he was being makter the koymetz, but he did not have that same machshava while he was being makter the levoina. Bilevoina, the lebekoimitz. Or he had the machshava while he was being makter the levoina, but he did not have the machshava while he was being makter the koimitz. Rameyo emre pigol v'chayov anol of karis. Rameyo says he had a machshava's pigol. It's chal the pigol. If somebody eats from this mincha, he's going to be chayiv karis. The chachamim say, ain by karis achi yifagel b'chol amater. It's true the carbon's going to be pasul. From that standpoint, the machsheves pigol does impact the carbon, but at the same time, there's no chayiv karis, and the reason is because he wasn't mefagel in the entire matter. Of course, the rest of the story, as we've seen briefly over the last few dafanes, that the Haktara of the Koimetz and the Haktara of the Levoina were both parts of the Haktara of the Mincha, and they together were Matar the Shiyare HaMincha. So that being that it's the Haktara of the Koimetz and the Levoina in tandem that are Matar, if you look at the Haktaras HaKoimetz and the Haktaras Levoina independently, each one is a Chatzi Matar. They're flip sides of the same coin. It's they together, Beshutvis, via this partnership that accomplished the heter, meaning each one in of its own is only a chatzi. Rameir holds mefaglim b'chatzi matter, so that it doesn't matter that you only mefagel during the Aktaras HaKoyimetz, or you only mefagel during the Aktaras Levoina. At the end of the day, it's a machsheves pigol, and it has all the halachas of pigol. One of the halachas is karis. If somebody's going to eat from this mincha, he's going to be chayiv karis. The chachamim say it's true if someone's mefagel b'chatzi matter, it's chal pigol, but only with regards to making the carbon pasul. As a relates to the chiyuv karis, for that you'd have to be mefagel in the entire matter. Ein by karis actually mefagel b'chol matter. So if the koyin would have the machsheves pigol during the haktaras koymetz and the haktaras levoina, then there would be karis. Being that he was only pigol b'koymetz v'loy b'levoina, b'levoina b'loy b'koymetz, the halacha is ein by karis. Says the Mishnah, what's unique about those two menachos? A lot of things. But as relates to this Mishnah, is there was no levoina. There was no levoina by the Minchas Chayte, there was no levoina by the Minchas Chanois. Being that there's no levoina, all there is the Silas, all there is the Koimitz. So Shem Pigel B'Koimitz, if the Koim would have a Machsheves Pigel while he was being marked to the Koimitz, Shu Pigel B'Chayov and all of Koris. Shah Koimitz, who a matter? Because in this case, the Haktaras HaKoimitz is not a Chatzi matter, it's the entire matter. There is no levoina. So where there's Koimitz and levoina, like most Menachis, Pigel B'Koimitz alone would not be a Machsheves Pigel as it relates to a Chiyuv Koris. As it relates to the Minchas Chayte and Minchas Kanois, being that there's no levoina, so Pigel B'Haktaras Koimitz is not Pigel B'Chatzi matter, it's the entire matter. The halacha is you're going to be chayiv karis. So the Mishnah is now going to give two additional examples where this machlokes Rameir and the chachamim are manifest. In other words, two other mishalim of a case of pigel b'chatzi matters. If a kohen shechted one of the kifsei atzeres, one of the shalmei tzibur, lecho beis chalos l'machor. So we know the kifsei atzeres that were brought on Shavuos were matter in addition to the Shlomim itself, they were also matir shtei alechem. So there was a carbon mincha that was brought on Shavuos. It was the shtei alechem. It was mutter lachiva only after the avodah was done with the shalmei tzibur that were brought on Shavuos as well. So shachat echem and akvasim. If only one of the two kvasim were brought with the machsheves pigol, echem beis chalos lamachor, hikter echem and abezichin. Or if a koyim was makter one of the bezichin levoina, which were makter the lechem aponim bachila, lecho beis sedarim lamachor. Rameir says pigol b'chayav and all of karetz. Rameir says it's pigol. And even though he was only shachat echad min akvasim, and he was only hikter echad min abezichin, in other words, he was mefagel b'chatzim matter, it doesn't matter. Rameir's shita is mefagel b'chatzim matter. The chachamim say in beikar sachi vagel b'chol matter. Again, Rameir. The chachamim l'shita sayu whether mefaglim b'chatzim matter or ein mefaglim b'chatzim matter. Shachat echem ben akvasim lecho mimenu lemachar. What would be if the koyein shechted one of the kvasim, one of the kivtzei atzeres, with a machsheves pigol? But the machsheves pigol was not eating the shtei halechem chutzlas mani, but rather it was to eat the basar of the shlomim itself chutzlas mani. So there the halacha is who pigol the chaveri kasha. And the Chachamim don't argue. Meaning everybody agrees, in this case it's going to be a regular Machshavas Pigel. What's the reason? Because although Shachat Echad Min HaKvasim is a Chatzi Mater, it's only a Chatzi Mater as it relates to the Shtei Alechem. The two Kivsei Atzeres together are Mater the Shtei Alechem. Thus, each one of the Kivsei Atzeres is viewed as a Chatzi Mater, but only as it relates to the Shtei Alechem. As it relates to each individual carbon, the Kivsei Atzeres is like Gara from any carbon. And just like every Shlabim, there was a part of it that was Nechel, so the Kivsei Atzeres also had a part of it that was Nechel. What was Matter, the Basar of the Kivsei Atzeres? The Avodah Sadam of each one of these Kvasim were Matter each Basar. So if a Kohen, therefore, would have a Machshavas Pigel while he was bringing one of the Kivsei Atzeres, but the subject of the Machshavas Pigel was the Basar of the carbon that he was bringing, that's not being mechasha b'chatzi matter, that's a matter sholei. So the halacha is, shochat echo min akvasim lecho mimenu, that's where the emphasis is. If you were going to put quotations here, it would be on the word mimenu, lemachar, a chutz lezmana, who pigle, it's a regular pigle. The chaveri kosher, which is also a chiddush. The other keves is kosher, meaning the pigle only relates to this keves itself, it doesn't touch the other one. Lecho mechaveri lemachar, what if the kohen had a mind while he was bringing one of the kvasim to eat from the other kevus lamacher, shneim ksherim. And this too is a chiddush, because you would have thought that maybe the two kvasim are looked at as one. Meaning that's pashut, if a kohen's bringing one carbon and he has a mind that he's going to eat basa from another carbon chutz lezmane. Of course that's not pigel. But here the two kvasim are ma'akiv each other on some level, there is some energy that, you know, bounds them to each other, so there would have been a havam, you know, that maybe the halacha is that we look at them as one, kamash malan, that not. But either way, the ikur theme, and really the primary sugi of today's daf, is this machloikas remain the chachamim, mefaglin b'chatzi mater, or ein mefaglin b'chatzi mater. And again, clear from the Mishnah, three examples. One example is every mincha. A mincha is made up of a koimitz and a levoina. If a koim would have a machsheves pigle while he was being makd to the koimitz, but not while he was being makd to the levoina, or while he was being makd to the levoina, not while he was being makd to the koimitz. He was mefagl b'chatzi mater. Is a pigle or is a not pigle? But two other examples is the shtei kivtzei aser that were brought on Shavuos that were matter the Shtei Alechem, with the Shnei Bezichei Lamayda that were brought every Shabbos that were matter the Lechem upon him. If a Kohen would have a Machsheves Pigel during one, not during the other, would it be Pigel or not? According to Ramea, it would be Pigel. According to the Chachamim, it would not be Pigel. Stating that, a very important Machloikis Amayuroim as it relates to this Machloikis Tanoim, and the first part of today's daf, literally, up until about a third of the way down on Daf Tezayin Amid Beis, is verbatim a sugya mesech tizvachim Daf Memalev. So it's really chazara for a gemara that we've already learned together. Zokti gemara amar Rav. Rav said machlekes. The machlekes remain the chachamim mishnah nasanas hakoymes b'shtiko ve'etzal levoyno b'machshava. This machlekes remain the chachamim. Meaning, where the chachamim hold in mefagel b'chatzim matir pigel b'koymes v'loy b'levoyno 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 b'koymes. It's not going to be pigel. Meaning, there's no chorus. That's only if the first haktara was done b'shtika, and the second haktara was done b'machshava. Abel Nosan, it's okay, it's b'machshava. The first akayim would be mak to the koyimitz, and you do it with a machshavas pigel. That's a levoyin b'shtika. Then afterwards, we'd bring the levoyin without a machshavas pigel. Divrei akol pigel. Everybody would hold its pigel. And even though the chachamim seemingly hold im mefaglin b'chatzi mater, but if the first haktara was done with a machshavas pigel, then even if the second haktara was not done with machshavas pigel, we say it's chal pigel in the second avodah as well. Shekolo oisal das rishonah hu oisah. Because it's a svarin o machshavos. Machshavos of lishma. The poskim shtal the suta. Ksivastam. Sugis that we're going to learn together soon. Masechtas Menachos. By the way. So daf chof ches and on. We're going to learn sugis about sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzahs. So it's kedai to hang in there and tough it through some of these very difficult sugis here at the beginning of Masechtas Menachos. Because there's some really, really gishmaka sugis. I mean, these are the most gishmaka sugis. Is, but again, some really nice sugi is coming. But yeah. But regardless, so there's a svara of kaloisa. That's rishayin oisa. So once the kohen has a machshavas pigel during the first chatzim matir, the machshava somehow extends itself to the second chatzim as well. Shmuel amar Shmuel argued. Shmuel said adayin himachloikis. Not the same machloikis. Remain the chachamim that you have if the first haktara was done b'shtika would be true if the first machshava was done b'machshava. Meaning there's no such thing of kaloisa das rishayin oisa. And the chachamim shita they mefagel mechatzim matir would be true even if the first haktara was done with a machshavas pigel, and the second machshava was done b'shigiyas. Rav come about shmaito. So Rav was sitting down, he was saying over this machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Eisvei Rav Acho bar Rav Huna the Rav. So Rav Huna had a son whose name was Rav Acho, and he was sitting. He was one of Rav's talmidim. So he asked Rav Akasha. He said, I learned the braisa that discusses the machloikis Rameir and the Chachamim of Mefagim Mechatzim Mater, and that braisa adds language that I think is checkmate. It's a clear raya to one of these stodim in this machloikis Rav and Shmuel. What's the braisa? Medvarim Amurim. This machloikis of Mefagim Mechatzim Mater. No, this idea that if a kohen had a machsheves pigol, it's called the pigol. That's only if he had the machshava b'kmitza ubematan kli ubehiluch. It did it during the kmitza, during the equivalent thereof of the Kabbalah, or he did it by the halacha. But if the kohen was doing the haktara and then he had the machshava spigol, and listen carefully to the lashon of the brayso. If first he did the kohen and he didn't have a machshava spigol, it was only by the haktara slavina that he had the machshava spigol. Or nasan as hakohen be machshava v'salavina b'shtika. Or first he had the machshava spigol while he was being machted the kohen, and then he was b'shtika. Remeo emer pigol v'chayov and all of karis v'chacham emer remein bekaris. What did Rav Acha braid Rav Huna want? K'toni Mia said Rav Acha, Nasen es hakoymes b'machshava v'salavayna b'shtika. The braisa clearly covered its bases. It mentioned both possibilities. Where the kohen did the haktara, there's two parts to it. There's the haktara's hakoymes, the haktara's salavayna. The chachamim hold, if he had a machshava's pigle during one, it's not going to be pigle. And it doesn't matter if first he had the machshava's pigle, or if it was second that he had the machshava's pigol. In either case, the halacha is, even if he was nasan as hakoymetz b'machshava, v'salavoyne b'shtika, the halacha is going to be, it's not going to be pigol. What's the kasha? According to the mandama that holds, according to Rav, that says that if first he had the machshava's pigol and afterwards he was b'shtika, the halacha is that koloisal das rishayno loisa. So why, if first he had the machshavas pigol on this brisa and then he was b'shtika, do the chachamim maintain their shita? The halacha is only true if first he was nasan b'shtika and afterwards b'machshava. Because at first it was b'machshava, even though he was only mefagel b'chatzim mater, but there's a new chalois pigol that's chal on the second half via this chiddush of koloisal das rishayno loisa. So the Gemara says, Eima, you have no choice but to edit the brisa. Eima, v'kfar nasan v'salavoyna b'shtika meikari. You have to say that what the brisa means, not that he did the first one, the machshava, and then the levoyna b'shtika, but you have to edit it and say, v'kfar nasan v'salavoyna b'shtika. But of course, the first haktar was done b'shtika, because if the first haktar was done with machshava, the chachamim are going to hold that it's pigol, because koloisal das rishayno loisa. But the Gemara says, shtei tshuvas b'davar, two kashas. Chado, dainu kamais, then it's the same case. So what are these two? It's not two possibilities. It's one possibility. Va'oid hatanya acharkach. The brisa says acharkach. Tirgum Rav Chaninos. Rav Chaninos says, I'll tell you a different teretz. But these days, maybe the brisa is talking about when there were two kohanim. Meaning that's partial kolaisal. That's what we're saying. Is only true if one kohen was machted the kohenitz and the levoina. He was machted the kohenitz with a machshavas pigol. The levoina was b'shtika. You could say kolaisal. That's what we're saying. But if two separate kohanim did it, that's pashit that Ruvain's machshavas pigol on the haktaras hakohenitz can't create a koloisal das rishayno loisa for Shimon who's being machted the levoina. Senachanami, the price is a raya that if first the machshavas pigol happens, still the chachamim maintain their shita. But it's only if there's no koloisa. And hachab mayaskinon, we're going to make an akimta, it's talking about it was beidet. But if it was one kohen, Rav's going to hold koloisal das rishayno loisa. Tashma, bring you another raya. Bamedvar mamurim. When is it true that what? That if a kohen has a machshavas pigol while he's doing a zrika, that it's chal pigol, that's only that's only if he was doing zrika on the mizbeach achitzin. And the reason is because on the mizbeach achitzin only one zrika is ma'akev. And being that only one zrika is ma'akev in the mizbeach achitzin, if he had a machshavas pigol during that one zrika, it's pashut that it's going to be chal pigol. But as it relates to the zrikas of the mizbeach apnimi, the 43 zrikas that were done on Yom Kippur. So what was the 43 zrikas? He needed this for the cheshbon of the Gemara. There were 16 that were done on the kodesh hakodesh and bein abadim, 8 from the dama par. 8 from the Damasar, right? 2 of the Chomesh Chatois HaPrimiyos were brought on Yom Kippur. There were 5 Chatois HaPrimiyos. 2 of them are Mesachtes Hayris related. 2 of them were brought on Yom Kippur. And you had the 2 that were on Yom Kippur was the Par that the Kohen Gadol brought, and then the Sayer. One Sayer went Lazazel, the other Sayer went Lashem. The one that went Lashem was brought Bifnim. So the Kohen would take from the Dama Par and the Dama Asar, he would go into the Kodesh HaKadosh and Bein Abadim, and he would do 8 Hazois, Achas Lamayla, V'Shev Lamata, but 8 Bein Abadim. 8 plus 8 is 16. Then he would repeat to another 8 and 8 from the Dama Par and the Dama Sar, respectively, on the Pareches. That was not on the Hechel. That's 32. He would then go to the Mizbeach, and he would do another 11 on the Mizbeach. 4 on the 4 Karnois, like with every Chatos Primi. So there was 4 with every single Chatos, and then there was another 7 that was done, Al Tirei Shal Mizbeach. We'll see later in the Daf, there's other Shitas that hold. It was not 43, it was 47. There's Ma'anoma that says 48. We learned all this together, Mesach Tizvach. But regardless, if you really want to break it up, there were 3 sets of Hazois that were done on Yom Kippur. There were the 16 that was done by Nabada, 8 with the Dama Par, 8 with the Dama Sar. There were 16 that were done in the Heichal on the Paroiches, 8 with the Dama Par, 8 with the Dama Sar. And then there was another 11 that was done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So says the Gemara, this that we say, one Zrika with one Machsheves pickle kills the entire carbon, that's only Bedamim Hanitonin al Mizbeach HaChit. Or so then the halach is pigel bein barishoina bein bishniya uvein bishlishes. Let's focus on the mem gimel of Yom Kippurim. Whether the machsheves pigel was barishoina, the 16 bein abad, or it was bishniya, the 16 on the pareches, or it was bishlishes, the 11. That he had on that were done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So this is another application of the Machlokes Remei Chachamim, whether Mefagel Bechatzim Matter, Ein Mefagel Bechatzim Matter. The 3 that we had in our Mishnah are all Menachos related. Whether it was a mincha, whether it was the lechem aponim, which was a mincha, the shtei alechem, which was a mincha, so it was all in the context of menachos. But here the Gemara is quoting a brisa that's mentioned in Zvachim Daf Mem Aleph, in the context not of menachos, of Zvachim. And over there you also have a nafkamina, an example of where you have a machloikis remei in the chacham. What's the machloikis? The machloikis is with regards to the mem gimel hazois shel Yom Kippurim, and the shaila is if he was mefagel during the 16 bein abadim, but not heichol, 16 heichol, but not mizbeach hapnimi. Says the brisa, according to Rameyer, Pigo, Bain Barishoina, Bain Bishnias, Bain Bishlishes, it's going to pick up the Chayav on all the cards. The Chum say, no, you have to be Mechfagel B'chol HaMap. What do we need? How does this relate to Machlekes Rav and Shmuel? K'toni Miya, very good. Pigel, Bain Barishoina, Bain Bishnias, Bain Bishlishes. It sounds like it doesn't matter if you had Pigel during the first set or the second set or the third set. In all 3 cases, what we need is the Chacham I'm going to hold. There's no cards. What's the Kasha? If he had Pigel during the first set, it should be. Because once the Kohen Gadol had a Machsheves Pigel while he was doing the 16 Azois, Bain Abad, it was now chal pigel. Kolo isal das rishoyno isa. It should be pigel. It's a right to Shmuel. It's a kasha and rav. He tema what Yehuda just said. Hachinami b'shtei deyos. Then maybe here it's talking about where there were 2 different koyhanim that did the avoda. That's not possible. Kohen Gadol had to do it. Maybe the Kohen Gadol died. Maybe became tamei. Maybe became possible. Whether if something happened to the koyin during the avoda, some new Kohen Gadol that steps in, does he have to start from the beginning? Or could he pick up? Say, oh, nicha, according to the Ma'anama that holds. That he can come in middle. So maybe here too, we're talking about it. It was 2 different Kayanim Gedailim. One Kayan Gadol did the Hazois Bein Abadim. Another one did it afterwards. Therefore, you don't say Kalois al Das Rishayna Hu Isa from one Kayan Gadol to the other Kayan Gadol. All you have is Pigal Bechatzi Mat, Chamom in Befagal Bechatzi Mat. But according to the Ma'anama that says that if a new Kayan Gadol had a step in during the day, he would have to start from the beginning. So then you can't have Beis Deyois. So Balkarchach the Price is talking about where it was one Kayan Gadol. If it's one Kohen Gadol, Enochinami, he was only Mefagel B'chatzim Mater. But the price, it doesn't matter even if he had the Machsheves Pigel during the first set. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Hachab, B'mayaskinon. Again, you have to edit the price. The Gemara is going to make 2 attempts at editing the price, and then the end of the Gemara is going to say, Kasha. Amar Rav, Hachab, B'mayaskinon, Kigoycha Pigel B'rishoyna, V'shosak Bishni, or Pigel B'shlishes. Even though the way we read the Braisa was, whether you pigel barishoina or bishniya or bishlishes, that's not the real way you're supposed to read the Braisa. You're supposed to read the Braisa if he was pigel barishoina and then he was quiet, bishniya, and then he was mefagel again, bishlishes. It's over there, the Rabbanan say their shit. I why? Say the same koloisa das rishoina huaisa. He was pigel barishoina, then he was quiet, bishniya. So say koloisa das rishoina huaisa, and then bishlishes, because he had a machshav as pigel, it should be worse. Mar says, yeah. Domrina, isal kadaita koloisa das rishoina huaisa. Because if he's relying on Kaleis Das Rishayna Waisa, Mahadr Piguli Bishlishes Lamali, why is he having the Machsheves Pigel during the third set? So believe it or not, he's a Moisef Kareya. Sometimes more is less. The fact that he had a Machsheves Pigel during the third set, that shows Huvra Adover on the Mafreya, that he's not relying on Kaloisa Das Rishayna Waisa. So you're right, he was Mafagal Rishayna, he was Shasak Bishnia, but you don't have a Kaloisa. But the Gemara says, Maskifla Ravashi. Rav Ashi was very angry with a tkifus. Midi shasak tani. That's what the Brisa says. I hear Elam Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi made it different. I came to Hakob and my Eskinon. He goes to pick up Berishayna ubeshniya, and you take out the word ubeshlishes. He was mafagel Berishayna ubeshniya. And then he was quiet b'shlishes. So you'll say, why shouldn't you say kolat oisal das rishayna oisa? Don't mean it. Oisal v'nayt kol oisal das rishayna oisa. A similar svara. Mahader peguli b'shniya. Again, take out the word b'shlishes lamali. Why did he have to have a machsheves pegul b'shniya if he was relying on kol oisal das rishayna oisa? So that's the again. So it's not where he had the machsheves pegul b'rishayna b'shniya b'shlishes. And you don't have to use the word shasak because you're right. Rav Maskefler Rav Ashi midi shasak tani. How could you add in the word shasak? We're not adding any words. What we're saying is pegul b'rishayna u. And you're just taking out the word shasak, but the Gemara is you're taking out the word shlishes. But the Gemara says va'beim beim tani. It still doesn't work because lemaisa you're still editing the brisa, so it's not maskefla. It's not so tamu. You're not adding a word. Listen to the subtleties of the Gemara. To add the word shasak, that's maskefla Rav Ashi. Right? Not all kashas were created equally. Some are maskefla, some are masiv, some are eini. Right? There's different lishoinos that the Gemara uses. Just showing where the Gemara feels. Yeah, either way. Va bang bang tani, zok the Gemara, kasha, I hear. Amar mar, Meir says, pigle, the chayoban of kar. So Meir Shita is, mefaglin, bechatzi mater. And the Gemara over here asks, akasha, kama kulmasin nishtabru, meaning it's akasha that is discussed in very great depth in the Briska Shiurim and by London all over the world. We're going to do what we do. But regardless, the Gemara's Kasha is a very, very brief Gemara. Pick a mayor holds mefagel mechatzimat, which means that if a kohen would have a machsheves pigel, let's talk about the case we just had, the mem gimel hazoyis of Yom Kippur, during the 16 of the Bein Abadim, or the 16 of the Pereiches, or during the 11 of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that would be enough to create a karis. Faith the Gemara Kasha, we know that in order for pigel to be chal, you need achayikrivu kol amatirim. We learned the Mishnah together last week. There's a halacha of hartzos kosher, kachartzos pasul. Meaning, just like in order for a kosher carbon, you need four avoidos, so too in order for a carbon to have a chalis pigel, you need four avoidos as well. Now, you can't have four avoidos ksheros in order to create pigel, because by definition, there was a machshavas pigel somewhere along the way, which made the carbon possible. So the way we explained it, just very simply, is you need a situation that dao mine, the machshavas pigel, the carbon would otherwise be kosher. But the bottom line is, we know, mechti, karis le mechayiv, ad sheyikruvu kolamatirim. There's no chi of karis in a machshavas pigel, ad sheyikruvu kolamatirim. Domar, yeyrotze, it says the word yeyrotze in the parish of pigel, and we know, karsos kacha kash. So it's possible. Maratzos kosh actually call a matirim. Just like maratzos kosh, you need to be makrav all the matirim. Afratzos possible actually give a call a matirim. What's the Gemara's kasha? According to Rav Meir, herakasha, given the chashu b'bifnim. Once the koyen gadol had a machsheves pigel while he was doing the hazoyis bein abadim, pasle the carbon became possible. Of course, it became possible. It's pigel now, right? It became possible. It's kimadi behechol when he does a zrika in the hechol. Naya ba'amu the kamadi. He's doing zrika with water. Because the dam is possible. So what makes it dam? The chshivas of dam is not that it's blood. The chshivas of dam is the chshivas, the halachic status of dam. And being that this is not dam anymore, from a halachic standpoint, it's possible. So for all intents and purposes, it's maya ba'alma. How could you do a hazah with maya ba'alma? What's going on over here? Amar Rabbi, Rabbi said, Meshkachas lo barba, pon barba sirim. You have to say it's talking about where they didn't use the dam that the Koyin did the Hazor with Bein Abadim and had his Machsheves Pigel for the next set of Hazois. Every set of Hazois, the Gemara here refers to it as four sets, not three sets, four sets, the 16 that were Bein Abadim, the 16 that were on the Pereiches, the four that were on the four corners in the Mizbech, and then the seven that were on Tirshal Mizbech. But the four sets were used with four different animals. Thus, there's no problem, Maya Ba'alma. As if to say the Svar of Maya Ba'alma is when you move from the Bein Abadim to the Heichel. From the Heichel, that's only a problem if I'm using the same dam. That dam that had the Machsheves Pigel, that's my mom. But if I'm using new dam, over there it's not going to be a problem. Rav said, afilu teima parecha v'sarecha, you don't have to make that akimta, lefkule meratzi. It's true the dam is Maya Ba'alma, but being that it's only Maya Ba'alma because of a Machsheves Pigel, and all we want out of this carbon is for it to be a carbon pigel. We're not looking for it to be a carbon kosher. We know that. We took that off the negotiating table. What we're trying to get is, let it be a kosher or carbon pigel. oxymoron. But that's what we want, a kosher carbon pigle. For it to be a kosher carbon pigle, it's not viewed as maya. It's maya klape any other din. But as it relates to pigle, why should we look at it as maya? The problem with this Gemara is, and Rashi asks the kasha, so when Rashi asks the kasha, you know it's a big kasha, right? Because Rashi's a parsha. Taisvis starts with the Bekiyas. But Rashi just asks if it's Pasha Pshat Tova, and you can't even get to the next line. Rashi says, I hear the Havamina of the Gemara. The Gemara, the Havamina, according to Rameh, that Ozma Fachna Bechatzi Mater. So if a Kohen would have a Machshev as Pigle while he's doing the Avodah Bein Abadin, Lechura, how could it ever be Karis, V'chayam and all of Karis? In order for there to be Karis, you need to complete the Avodah. Once you had a Machshev as Pigle, there's no way for you to complete the Avodah. Frank Rashi, every single Pigle is the same exact problem. You did Shechita, Chutz Lizmanoi. In order for it to be Chal Pigle, that there should be a Chi of Karis, you have to do Kabbalah Ilacha Zrika. How could you do Kabbalah Ilacha Zrika? You're doing Zrika, it's Ma'i Ba'alma, once you had a Machshev as Pigle. So Rashi says a Teretz, he's Sosom. Rashi Masechet Zvachim is Mayrich a little bit more. Like I said, in the Briska Shiurim, there's a tremendous Arichos. I'll tell you the words. I'm not going to go into this. But there's a Mahalach from Reb Chaim Briska, where Reb Chaim said that it's not a coincidence that the Gemara asked this Kasha in one place in Shas. This Gemara, verbatim, is a Gemara Masechet Zvachim, but it's the same Gemara. And it's both in the context of the Mem Gimel Hazois. It was in the context of the Avodah that was done on Yom Kippur. Said Reb Chaim, it's true, every single pigle was Mayi Ba'alma. But when the Kohen does the pigle, you have a Halach of Kaltim Mizbeach, im olu lo yerdu, so the kedusha of the Mizbeach somehow makes the dam okay that it should be a zrika as it relates to pigle. So you don't have the problem of karzos, kosher karzos possible, because at the end of the day, there's a halach of im olu lo yerdu. But over here, with that zrika is not being done on the Mizbeach, it's being done bein abadim, it's being done on the peroiches, that's the kasha. There's no kolte Mizbeach on the peroiches, and that was the Gemara's kasha. Gemara's kasha was never from the zrika that was done on the Mizbeach apnimi. The Gemara's kasha was kimadi be. Heichol Maya Ba'alma, who the Kamadi, Dvarim Niflaim. Either way, Zok the Gemara Vayit Arbon V'Shalosh V'Derech Agav. We get a little bit of a breather. So the Gemara says Arbon V'Shalosh V'Tanya Arbon V'Sheva. 43 Azayis on Yom Kippur. There's a Bryce and it says not 43, 47. The Gemara says like Kasha Hakamanda Amar Ma'arvin L'Kronos V'Hakamanda Amar Eime Arvin V'Tanya. What does that mean? V'Tanya Arbon V'Sheva. Right, says 43. I thought there's a Bryce and it says 47. So the Gemara says really there's a Machlekes whether they were Ma'ariv on Yom Kippur, the Dama Par and the Dama Soyer, before the Kohen Gadol did the Hazois on the four carnies of the Korban Chatos or not. Meaning, one Manama says, the Dama Par and the Dama Soyer were separate when they did the 16 in Bein Abadim. They were separate when the Kohen Gadol did the 16 on the Pareches. Then when he came to the Mizbeach HaPnimi, he mixed them together. So even though you have Dama Par and Dama Soyer, it's only 11. If they were in Ma'ariv, it would be 22. Because it's 4 and 7. But now they're already together. So the Dama Par and the Dama Sar is all one. But there is a man that says, Ein Ma'arv l'kronos. That it's true for the 7 of the 11, they were Ma'arv it. But for those 4, not. So add another 4. If you have another 4, you have 47. But Freit the Gemara, I have another Manda Amar. But Tanya Abar Mushmaina, 48. Like Asha, Geshmak, Ha, Kamanda Amar Shirayim, Akvin, Kamanda Amar Shirayim, Loi, Me, Akvin. There's a Manda Amar, it's from Nechemi, of course, a Perik, a Sheikh of Hamayla, who holds that if so, it's Sheikh Shirayim Bachutz, Daloch is Yishayim Kars. According to Rav Nechemia, according to Rab Nechemya, Shvich HaShirayim is Ma'akev, it's an Avodah. So we can count it as one of the Minyan HaZohos. Thus, it's not going to be 43. It's not 47. It's 48. By the way, there could be a man number that holds 44 also. Punkt, we don't have that price. But in theory, there could be a man number that holds 44. You could hold Ma'arvin L'Kronos, and you could hold that Shirayim is Ma'akev. Right? So you could have 43. You could have 44, you could have 47, you could have 48. Really, it comes down to two shaylas. Ma'arvin l'kronis or emek arvin l'kronis? Shirai ma'akvin or shirai ma'i me'akvin? So if you thought the Gemara was lumdish up until now, you ain't seen nothing yet. Zok the Gemara, ibay lahu, pigel behaylacha mahu. What would be if a kohen is doing the haylacha with a karbon mincha? See, he's being meilech the kaimetz. He was ready mekadesh it in Sveitin Mal. It's in the klisharis, and he's bringing it to the mizbeach. And he had a machshev as pigle while he was doing that. Is it considered pigle, or is it not considered pigle? Now, according to Rameh that holds mefaglin b'chatzi mater, it's certainly going to be pigle. The shayla is according to the chachamim that hold ein mefaglin b'chatzi mater. So if the kohen had a machshev as pigle while he was being makter the kaimetz, but not while he was being makter b'vayna, or vice versa, is it pigle? Then it's not pigle, because ein mefaglin b'chatzi mater. What about a hilach? The halacha of the kaitz, is that a chatzim matter? Is that not a chatzim matter? Zok the gemara, Rabbi Yechanan, halacha ki kmitza. Halacha is like kmitza. And just like by kmitza, there's no issue of chatzim matter. We spoke at Rashi, Menaches, Daf Yud Alam Ad Aleph, where Rashi says that even though there was a counterpart to the avodas hakmitza, and that was the likut levoina, but being there was no kmitza done with the levoina, one was kmitza, one was likut, kmitza luchud, the likut luchud, so it comes out kmitza is an avodas shleima. So just like if you mechfagel during the avodas hakmitza, it's clear that it's going to be machshavas pigel. Everybody holds that there's no problem of chatzim matter. Haylochas ke kmitza, reishlokish amar reishlokish says haylocha kaktara. No, haylochas viruz aktara says the gemara. Bishlemi the reishlokish. I understand reishlokish. Nami halacha the levayna makes perfect sense, because the truth is, just like there was halacha that was done with the kindness, there was halacha that was done with the levayna as well. So it makes sense to say that. Why should Haktoras koimitz be a chatzim matter any more than halachas koimitz be a chatzim matter? What makes haktoras koimitz a chatzim matter? Because there was also a haktor with the levayna. Okay, there was also the kmitza. You're right. One was kmitza, one was likud. It's not the same thing. But as it relates to the halacha, it's exactly the same thing. So if the haktoras koimitz is considered a chatzim matter, then the halachas koimitz should be considered a chatzim matter as well. So the Gemara says, starting this sugya, muschol rishon. I understand reish lakish. It's bishleim of reish lakish. I understand. You cannot be locked in the Rabbi Yechanan, my timer. But what's Pshana Rabbi Yechanan? I'm a Rava. Because of Rabbi Yechanan. Listen to this. Call Avoida She'ena Materes. Avoida Chashuva Hilafagla. When is there a loch of Eim Mefagla Mechatzi Mater? And this is going to shake our world as it relates to our understanding of Pigal. When is there a loch of Mefagla Mechatzi Mater? Eim Mefagla Mechatzi Mater? That's if the Machshev is Pigal took place while you were doing an avodah, that's matter. So the haktoras hakoimitz, which was matter the shiori amincha, and the haktoras halevoina, which was matter the shiori amincha, each one is viewed as a chatzim matter. That's according to Rabban, it's a problem. But halacha was never a matter. Halacha's not a matter. Halacha's an avodah. But it's not an avodah, it's a matter. Being that it's not a matter, you don't have an issue if you're only mefagel during chatzi of it. Because the ichashivus, the chisorin of a chatzi matter is when it's an avoida hamateres and you're only chatzi matter. But if you're an avoida, you're not a matter. You're an avoida and I'm only a chatzi, there's no chisorin in chatzi. Chatzi is a chisorin in matter. Chatzi is not a chisorin in avoida. Unbelievable love this. So when there's an issue of when you're a matter and you're only a chatzi matter, that's a problem. Hi, I'm a matter, but I'm a chatzi matter, that's a problem. I lose my chashivos. But if I'm an avoida, I'm not a matter and I'm only a chatzi, chatzi avoida is ganz, as a ganz feiner yachsen. That's not an issue, that's not going to be a problem. So haktara, which is a matter, there's you have to be a full matter. And if you're a chatzi matter, it's a chisarin. But halacha, which is never a matter in the first place, the fact that you're a chatzi is not an issue. Amalei Abaya, but Abaya has the kasha. Hari shchitas echod min hakfosin. Davoida she'ne matiroso. What about the shchita of the two kivsei atzeres, which shchita luchur is also not a matter? Because if halacha is not a matter, why should shchita be a matter? What's the svara that halacha is not a matter? Because you look at the haktara as being the matter. Nothing else is being matter. The haktara is what's being the matter. So as it relates to the Kivsei Atzeres, it's the Zrika that's being matter, it's nothing else. Not the Shechita either. The problem was completely the time. We learned in our Mishnah, Shechita, that was the Mishnah, the Mishnah clearly stated the Machloikis of Mefagla Mechatzi Matter, Mefagla Mechatzi Matter, by Shechita's HaKvasin, which is what? Again, not a matter. Because if the Halach is not a matter, why is the Shechita a matter? You're saying the Haktara is the matter, meaning only the Haktara. There's no reason the halacha should be any less a matter than the shchita. So you see that you can have the halacha of in mefagla b'chatzi matter, even by an avoida, that's not a matter. Oh, malay. So says the Gemara. So Rava told Abayo, mi sabres lechem betanu kodesh. I want to ask you a question. When you bring the kivsei atzeres, and now the shtei alechem, what gives the shtei alechem its kedusha? You think it's the Tanner? Now the truth is, there's Gemara in the Masechtas Menachos, which brings the Machlokes, that some hold it is the Tanner. But for this conversation, Rava tells Abaya, you think it's the Tanner? It's not the Tanner. Shchitas kvasa mekadshele. It's the shchita that's mekadesh. And you ready for the next line? The habol mekadesh kebala hatir dami. Being that the shchita is mekadesh the lechem, even though it's not a matter. But Abolik Kadesh Kabbalah Hatter Dami. We had to wait until Menachas Daf Tezayin to see this Lamedes. Actually had it a little bit on Daf Yudal on the base, but Abolik Kadesh Kabbalah Hatter Dami. So that even though really Shchit is not a Mater, but it's a Mekadesh is like a Mater. Thus the halacha is, if Ein Mefaglin Mechatzi Mater, so to Ein Mefaglin Mechatzi Mekadesh, that's why you find the concept of Ein Mefaglin Mechatzi Mater, even by Shchit, but not a Halacha. Because Halacha is not a Mater, and Halacha is also not a Mekadesh. Masiv Rav Simi by Rashi. Rav Simi Rashi asked another kasha. Achirim, Rav Achirim, say, Hikdim Mulim La'Reilim Kasha. Hikdim La'Reilim La'Mulim Pasach. The context over there is the Karban Pesach. By the Karban Pesach, you find a Chiddush that is a Machshava that passels a Karban, doesn't passel any other Karban. Ordinarily, when you think of Machshavas HaPoisos, you think of Shaloi L'Shma, that's the first mission in Zvachim, and the first mission in Menachos. You think of Machshavas Pigul, Chutzlis Malei, Chutzlis Kaimai. There's another Machshava HaPiselis that's called a Machshava that was had while the Karban Pesach was being brought, that someone that's not supposed to eat the Karban Pesach will eat the Karban Pesach. So for example, an Aro is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. If somebody did Shechitas Karban Pesach, and he had in mind that the one that's going to eat the Karban Pesach is going to be an Aro. He had in mind someone that's not supposed to eat the Karban Pesach. That would be a Machshava HaPesach. No, you only have it by Pesach. Right, exactly. No. The Iker is the Achilo. So what's the halacha? The halacha is if a Kohen had a Machshava of Shaloi L'Shomai Chlav, it's possible. So this Bryce discusses Hikdim Mulam La'Reilim. What if the Kohen had in mind both? What if he had in mind that Mulam are going to eat it, someone that's allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach, and La'Reilim are going to eat it, someone that's not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach? So it depends which one did he have first. Hikdim Mulam La'Reilim, that's kosher. Hikdim La'Reilim La'Mulam, if first he had in mind La'Reilim, that it's going to be possible. The Chachamim over there argue. We don't have the Chachamim. The Chachamim say it doesn't matter. If you hik the mulam la'reilim or a'reilim la'mulam, it's always going to be kosher. What's the machlekes? V'kai malon b'chatzi mata pligi. Machlekes is mefaglim b'chatzi mata im mefaglim b'chatzi mata. In other words, the case was where the machshava was had during the shechita, and the koyein, or the czar, that was doing the shechita had in mind one while he shechted one of the two simanim, and he had the other one while he shechted the other of the two simanim. Rameir holds, Acherim is Rameir, Lishitasi, Mefagel, Mechatzi Mater. So once you are Mefagel, Lishem Areilim, once you had that Machshava of Lishom Areilim, that's enough to make the carbon possible. The Chachamim is Mefagel, Mechatzi Mater. So you can't just have it, it's not Pigel over here, but you can't just have a Machshava Peiselis during one of the two simanim, because it's technically Chatzi Mater. Being that it's technically Chatzi Mater, it's a problem. But what's the kasha? Shechit is not a Mater. And over here, you don't have the breads to say Kol Abola Kadesh Kabbala Hatter Dami. So why is there a Shaila between Rameir and the Chacham? You still have to Machlis Rameir and the Chacham to the case of Shechting the carbon Pesach Shalei Lishom Eichlov. Shechit, it's not a Mater and it's not Mekadesh. It's not a matter because you're telling me now a new chiddush, something I didn't know until this daf, that I know only this rika is mekadesh. And now you're telling me another chiddush that, okay, shchita, even though it's not matter, but it's a bala kadesh. This shchita is not bala kadesh. Amalim yisavir is dam b'tzavir behema kadesh, dam sakim kadesh. It says the Gemara. What's mekadesh to dam? It's not that Savra Behemoth that's Mekadesh Adam. It's the Shechit. That means every Shechit is Mekadesh. It's not only the Shechit of the Kibsei Atzeres. Even an ordinary Shechit. Memeil, the same Lomdes. Vabola Kadesh, Kabbalah Hatudami. Bottom line is, we have a Machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. If a Kohen had a Machsheves Pigul while he was doing the Halacha, the Kohen, it's not while he was doing the Halacha, the Levoina. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Halacha is, it's going to be Pigul. Because even though the Rabbanon hold Eim Mefagel and the Chatzim Mater, Halacha is not looked at as a Chatzim Mater. What do you mean? There's two Halachas. This is the Halacha of the Kohen, this is the Halacha of the Levoin. It says Rabbi Yechon on a major lump. It's the only time you say Mefaglim Bechatzim Matter or Eim Mefaglim Bechatzim Matter, that's if it's a matter. So if it's a matter and you only were Mefagel during Chatzim of it, there's an issue. But if the Avodah was never a matter in the first place, then it's not a problem. A noisif tigi chiddush, bala kaddish is gebala hatadami. But it doesn't matter. Halacha is not a matter and it's not a mekaddish either. So if you don't have the chisorin of Chatzim, being that it is an avodah, it's enough to say machshav is pigul. Shlokish says no. Shlokish says I don't hear this lamdas. At the end of the day, to me, halachas koymet is a half is a halba maisa because there's also halachas levoina. Just like haktaris koymet is a halba maisa because there's still haktaris levoina, and just like the chachamim it's a befurish and mishnah after zayin and aleph say the halacha they mafagel bechatzim matam but chutz haktaris koymet is haktaris levoina. Same is going to be true as it relates to halacha. Says the gemara tosh ma, bring you a raya from the brisa that we said in aman aleph. But medvar mamurim, the brisa said that when did the chachamim hold that this pigul bekmitza ubematen kli ubehiluch. Those were the examples. Faith to Gemara, my love, hiluch? Hiluch taktar. It sounds like you're taking the Kli Sharis bringing it to the Mizbech. So it's a Mefurisha Braisa that, like Rabbi Yochanan, it's a Kashan Rish Lakish. It's Mefurisha that the Chachamim hold that there's no problem with Chatzim Matim when it comes to Hilach. But the Gemara says, he looked at Matim Kli. We mean a different Hilach. We mean taking the Koimetz and putting it into the Kli Sharis. And over there, it's Pashit, says the Gemara. Even Rish Lakish is going to agree that it's not a Chatzim Matim because you don't have the counterpart by Levina. Because Levina never went into a Kli Sharis. It went into the original klisharis, but not into the second klisharis. Only the koimetz went into the second klisharis, thus it's not a chatzim matan. But the Gemara says, ihachi, then in the seder hadvarim, what comes first? The hilacha or the matan kli? Ihachi be matan kli or behiluch, behiluch be matan kli, because the hilacha is putting it into the matan kli. What's the seder? Kmitza, matan kli hiluch. It sounds like it's the hiluch that happened after the matan kli, not the other way around. So the Gemara says, holy kasha, tini ihachi, flip it around. You could, it's not the end of the world. But the Gemara asks another kasha. When is the machloikis the Braisa said? Boloi laktara, not boloi laktara. The machloikis started earlier. Boloi lahoilacha mi boyle. The Mara says also holy kasha. Kimin loilacha tzarech aktari kar leaktara. Braisa just means boloi laktara. He's coming to do the aktara. We don't mean the physical aktara. He's coming to initiate the aktara. He's going to take the klisharis. He's going to bring it to the mizbeach so that he can do boloi laktara. Is a much more general term. It could include it in hoilacha as well. But the Gemara says, but it says elo nosan es akoymitz b'shtika. Why we talk? That's clearly talking about not baloi lahaktara. I'm up to the haktara part of the avodah. He's physically doing the haktara. He should have said hoylich. And on that, the Gemara says, kasha, exhale. So before we go vayta, if we have time to go vayta, we'll see just a few ha'aras. So really, this is a super lumbish daf. And really, the raid on this daf, I mean, the daf itself is the raid, number one. And number two, the raid is beyond the scope of what we do, but just just a few maramekoymos as it relates to the sugi. The first thing is we just have to point out one lumbus. It came out from this Gemara that we know that the Dalet Avodas really wore two hats. They accomplished two things. Shechita Kabbalah Hilacha Zrika as it relates to Zvachim, and the Kmitza Matan Kli Hilacha and Akhtar as it relates to Mincha. Number one, they were Meratza. They created the Ritzoy. If somebody had to bring a carbon, he had to bring a Mincha, these Dalet Avodas were Ma'akiv. Everything else is Shiari Mitzvah. But these were the Avodas that were Ma'akiv. In addition, these Dalet Avodas were Matirim. What does it mean they were Matirim? They were matur basal achila, emurim legvaya, the shiari mincha lachila. They had the ability to be matur. I think until now, most people would have thought that all dalet avodas were matirim. Just like the shchita is an avoda that's ma'akiv kapara, it's also an avoda hamateris. Kabbalah is an avoda that's ma'akiv kapara, it's also an avoda materis. Hoylach is rika. The same is true for the dalet avodas in the mincha. This sugi, and again, we saw it briefly on daf yadala, but this is the ikar maramakim. You see it here again. You see here not that. Because what you see here is that really only the zrika is considered the matter when it comes to the zevach, and only the kmitza is considered the matter. I'm sorry, only the aktar is considered the matter when it comes to the mincha. Now, as it relates to halacha, we have a right to view shchita as a matter because of this lamdis kalabala kadesh kabbalah hatudami. But it's just meaning in halacha you can look at it as a matter, but it's not really the matter. What's matter is the zrika by a zevach, and what's matter is the aktara when it comes to a mincha. The reason this is a game changer from a lamdis standpoint is because we always speak out that the chashivas of the dalet avodas as it relates to pigal is not the fact that their dalet avodas hama'akvis kapara, it's the fact that they're matirim, and that's why you always find the word matter. Whenever you talk about pigal, pigal synonymous with matter. Ein mefaglum b'chatzi matter. Ad sheyikrivu kol matirav. You find the idea of zrika d'loy sharia basolay mefaglum. So you always talk talking about matter, 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 matter. Because the chashivus of the avoida as it relates to machshavas pigul is the fact that you are machashav and avoida sa matter. Problem is, now that you tell me only the zrika is the matter, only the aktar is the matter, is what's going on. How can you be mefagel b'shash shchit? Okay, so shchit, you'll tell me, bal kadesh kabbalah hatadar. But how can you be mefagel b'shash kabbalah? How can you be mefagel b'shash lilacha? What about kmitza? What about putting it in the klisharis? What about the hilacha? So you have to work this out. So I discussed this with my brother, Mo, Moshe, who just spent the last 2 years learning the sugya is gewaldig. And he told me the nusach that they say in yeshiva is that it's true. The chashivos of shchita kabbalah, halacha and zrika is the fact, shchita kabbalah is not matirim. But at the same time, listen to this, their avoida is in the matter. Because the avoida that's matter is zrika. But the cheftza that's matter is the dan, right? There's always the gavra and the cheftza. Right? This is like Lundus 101. So there's
Chefza and Gavra.
The Chefza that's matter is the Dan. The Gavra that's matter, or the Avoida that's matter, is the Avoida Sazrika. But that's Pasha, that the Dan is the Chefza that's matter. When you do Shechita, Kabbalah, Elocha, you're doing Avoida in the Dan. You're doing Avoida in the Chefza that's matter. That's the Tanai. The Tanai is Bidvarim Hamevil and Deachila Kosim Adabra. That's Lashon HaGemara. Is you have to be doing an Avoida in a matter. You don't have to be doing the Avoida that's actually matter, but you have to be doing Avoida in the Dover that is matter. Now, rather, the Dover is matter when you do this Rika, and I'm not doing this Rika now, but it's still the matter. So it's an Avoida in matter. This is the way Azoy Zog in the London. We'll take the word for it. Either way, that's the first Aura. The second Aura is, so we have a Machlokes Remein Chachamim. Mefagul Bechatzi Matter, Eim Mefagul Bechatzi Matter. And we had a few applications to it. Number one, if you were mefagel during Akhtaras HaKoymes, not during Akhtaras Lavoina, during one of the two Kifsei Atzeres, during one of the two Haktorois of the Bezichei Lavoina, and then we had it with regards to the Chatois Apnimiois, the Mem Gimel Hazois, and we had the Parkoi Mashiach and the Parhelm Davishal Tzibet that the Gemara mentioned very briefly as well. According to Rameir, there's an idea of mefaglim b'chatzi mater. According to the Chachamim, ein mefaglim b'chatzi mater. There's just one ha'ara as it relates to understanding Shitas Rameir a little bit better, and one ha'ara as it relates to understanding Shitas Chachamim a little bit better. Again, this is Pashup Shah. As it relates to Rameir, there's a very important Gemara. I forgot to bring the Gemara with me. It's right here. There's a very important Gemara that's tucked away at the end of Masechet Zvachim, Daf Kuf Yud Aman Aleph. We learned this Gemara together in Perika Sheichet Vahamailo. And that is the Gemara Kler Zashaiva, where there's an Avoida that's made up of two parts. For example, let's take the Chatoyis Apnimiyos. So it's made up of different Hazois. Each Hazah Kishala Atzmoy. How do you look at each individual Hazah? So you have to do four hazois in order to get your kapara for the chatois apremiers. If you do one, did you do anything? Did anything happen? Shnei bezichei lavoina. You were makter to one of the bezichei lavoina. Did anything happen? Or do you say that, no, nothing happens until you do everything. It's an all or nothing. So if you makter both bezichei lavoina, now all the lechem upon him is going to be mutter. But if you are makter only one of the two bezichei lavoina, you're not going to have anything. Or maybe no. Maybe there's an idea, tainus the Gemara, that when you makter one of the two bezichei lavoina, some of the lechem upon him is mutter, or something happens. When you makter the other of the bezichei lavoina, the rest of it takes place. The Gemara's lashon is, Boy Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Koimetz Mao Sheyachter Kinegde Bishirayim, Mishra Shari, Oy Kalushay Miklash. The Gemara's case, ironically, is by a mincha. When you makter the koimetz and not the lavoina, will you matter some of the shirayim? Or will you not matter some of the shirayim? And the Gemara comes out in that sugya. What we need right now is that according to Rav Meir, that holds mefagli b'chatzi matter, you have to say that when you're makter the koimetz, you're being matter half of the shirayim. When you makter the bezichel of one of the bezichel levoina, you're matter half of the lechem upon it. When you do this rikas, you matter some of the basar. Because if you're going to tell me that when you're makter the koimetz without the levoina, nothing happened, it's all or nothing, then there's no way you can hold mefaglim b'chatzi matter. Meaning, the yisoid of Rameir's shita, that mefaglim b'chatzi matter, is predicated on a fundamental understanding of what the chatzi matter does. According to Rameir, chatzi matter actually does something. It accomplishes chatzi, which is a very big chiddush. But that's what the Gemara says. No other way to understand Shitas Rameir. The Gemara says Rameir's Shitas is predicated on that understanding that chatz, it's not an all or nothing. It's not pshat. If I'm makter the koimetz and the levoina, all the shirayim is mutter. But if I'm only makter the koimetz and for all makter the levoina, then nothing is mutter. It's not the way it works. That would be all or nothing. I mean, I have to do everything about it. No, the way it works is you makter the koimetz, you have 50%. You makter the other, you got 50%. And by the way, 50% in half of the shirayim becomes, now I don't know which half, yesh breira, ein breira, so you have to work out all the lumpness, but the bottom line is, halacha l'maisa, half of the shirayim right now is going to be mutter. That's a fact. Because Rameir Shita of Mefagla B'chatzi Matter is predicated on him holding that a chatzi something. Meaning, if Rameir would agree that nothing happens when you do chatzi, I'm just halfway home, but really nothing happened yet, then Ramey wouldn't hold of a shita mefaglim b'chatzi matter. The reason Ramey holds mefaglim b'chatzi matter because he holds that a chatzi is something. Very important Gemara. Le'yeser Bir, take a look at Zvachim Daf Kuf Yod Amar Aleph. Again, just the Ma'ar Mokim as it relates to Ramey. As it relates to the Chachamim, Toysis M'sach the Zvachim Daf Mem Aleph Amin Beis makes the deal. Toysis says that's Mavur throughout Shas, that, and our mission is one of the Rayas, that even though the Chachamim hold Eim Mefaglim b'chatzi matter, it's only with regards to the Chi of Karis. Right? What was the Chachamim's Lashon in our Mishnah? But it's very clear that as it relates to the psul pigle, even on a chatzin matter, there's still going to be a psul. So the chachamim sheet of eimav agam chatzin matter only manifests itself as it relates to the karis. But psul, yeah, it's definitely a machsheves pigle. Tais is not sure why. Tais says that lechura, if the yisoid of the chachamim sheet is eimav agam chatzin matter, and like we just explained, based on that gemara, shekav amaylo, they hold it's all or nothing. So I didn't do anything. So if I didn't do anything, so lechura I was mefagel during nothing. So if I was mefagel during nothing, then why is it even possible? Why is it only karet? Why is it only aimed by karis? It shouldn't even be possible at all. And Taisa is a very good chiddush. Taisa is not possible with the raisa. Taisa is only possible with the rabbanon. It's a gzeira. It's only possible machmazer. And Taisa says my makar is the gemara. And daf yudal amid beis, where the gemara says that the reason the chachamim hold pigel bekoimetz v'loy belavoyna, it's possible. Right, the Gemara said, Rabbi Yossi, Gazad, Chachamim Gazad. That was the Gemara in Daf Yadalam and Beis. The Gemara said, because the Rabbanu were geyser koimitz of an ordinary mincha, atu koimitz to minchas chayte, where there is no levayna. So you see, it's based all on a gzeir. What's the gzeir? Atu koimitz to minchas chayte. So where there's no levayna, where there is, it's not a chatzim matter. But the point is, it's only a Rabbanu, it's based on a gzeir. Taisa asks a kasha, we don't have to go through that whole taisa, but just one ha'ara, and that is Ramei Simcha in Arsa Meach. Hilchas Psuli HaMikdash and Perek Tezayin says, Taisvis proved that even though the chamo eim afagim b'chatzim matter is only with regards to the chiv kars, but it's still going to be possible. And Tosis says it's a gzeir, and he had a raya from a gemara benachas daf yidal on this. Rmei Simcha says I agree, but says Rmei Simcha, I'm going to tell you what the gzeir was. You know what the gzeir was? Says Rmei Simcha, yesh lachter. What would be if a koyin had a machshava shaloi b'shma during the chatzim matter? So the koyin is doing the aktaras hakoymetz, and he had a machshava shaloi b'shma. The koyin is doing the shchita of one of the kivsei atzeres, and he had a machshava of shaloi l'shma. Would it be a problem or would it not be a problem? Do you say, just like ein mefaglin b'chatzim matter, ein mechashvin shaloi l'shma b'chatzim matter? B'chura. Oh, yeah, shaloi mano. Maybe there's a nafgamina between pigel and shaloi l'shma. Says Rmei Simcha, I'm going to tell you a chiddush noira, but it's 100% emes. And that is the chachamim sheet of ein mefaglin b'chatzim matter is only by pigel. But you don't have the halach of ein mefaglin b'chatzim matter b'shaloi l'shma. What's the svara? What's the svar? You're holding cheshbon, it's gevaldik. Because it's mavu in the Gemara that the whole chisaron of chatzin matter is only when we're dealing with a matter. When I need the chashivas of avodas hamater and I only have half of it, then there's a problem of chatzin matter. But when I don't need matter, what I need is avoida, there's no problem of chatzin avoida. That's where Rabbi Yochanan holds that if you had a machsheves pigle, while you were doing the halach of the koimetz, even though you didn't have the same machshav as pigul, while you were doing the halach of the levaina, that halach is going to be pigul. I am a fagin lechatzim matter, and halach of the koimetz is only a halba maisa, because you have a halach of the levaina. What did Rabbi Yechanan say? How did Rav explain Rabbi Yechanan? Because halach is not a matter. When I'm a matter, there's a chesaron of chatzim matter. But when I'm not a matter, there's no chesaron of chatzim matter. A chatzim avoid, there's no issues with. It's chatzim matter that's a problem. So halach is anyways not a matter, so there's no chesaron of chatzim matter. Says Rameh Simcha, the only time there's an issue of chatzim is when you need the chashivas of matter. Alzeh nemar ein mefaglin b'chatzim matter, because a chatzim matter is a davar chaser. It's a problem. It's not enough to have machshavas pigel. By pigel, says Rameh Simcha, the ganze pigel dreitz a charum matter, like we always speak out. Atchi yikruvu kol amatirim, midvarim hamivien lidei achila kasa medab. Zerikud al shayu basar, loy mefaglin. It's always matter, matter, matter. So there is aloch, ein mefaglin b'chatzim matter. If I'm a chatzim matter, I'm not a matter, how am I going to have a machshavas pigel? But shaloy l'shma is not totally a matter. Mandach or shmei, whoever related matter to shaloy l'shma. Shaloi l'shma is totally an avoida. So even a zrika or a k'taras ha-koimetz, where I have a machshav and a chatzi, there's no reason in the world that a chatzi avoida should. It's a gemara menachas. Daf tezayin amid beis. A chatzi avoida is just as chashav as a ganz avoida. It's just the chatzi matter that's a chasar, but chatzi avoida not. So by pigle, where I have to come on to matter, there's a chasar and a chatzi. But by shaloi l'shma, where I don't have to come on to matter, over there, there's going to be no chasar. So Tosfos said that the side of the shittas chachamim throughout Shas, that whole possible Amy chorus is related to a gzera. You want to know what the gzera is? You know what the gzera is? The gzera is Atu Shaloi Lashma. Pirgul Atu Shaloi Lashma. And Rameh Simcha said, Pash the gzera. Because these are the machshavas ha-paisas. That was the ganzes vachem and achel drains acharon. So you have a pigul, you have a shaloi l'shma. If there's an aim of agam b'chatzi, if there's a problem of shaloi l'shma by a chatzi, then it makes sense. You should make a gzera, even though aim of agam b'chatzi matter that there should be a problem of a machshavas shaloi l'shma when it comes to a chatzi as well. Says Rav Simcha, if that's the case, why did the Gemara Menachas Daf Yudalim Beis have to say that the Chachamim said Poslein Bekoris by Akhtaris Hakim, it's Otu Haktor de Minchas Chayte. Why didn't they say Otu Shalay Lishma? It's because that's the first Mishnah Menachis. Kol HaMenachis Shinim Tzukun Shalay Lishma Ksheim Chutzmen Minchas Chayte Minchas Kanois. Every other Mincha, every Mincha that has Levoina, there is no Shalay Lishma. So Memele, it had to be Otu Minchas Chayte. There was no option of Shalay Lishma. But let's say you're bringing a Zevach, like a Chatos, a regular Chatos, where there's a concept of Chatzim Mater. Over there, it makes perfect sense to say Otu Chatos B'Shalay Lishma. It's going to be possible. Either way, Dvar and the Flam, you can take a look, it's Ramei Simcha. It reads very, very beautifully. Hilchas Psuli HaMikdashim, Tez Zayin, and we'll stop.